Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas's Ethics Commission has been investigating Republican campaign activities for at least a year, and the GOP-controlled legislature is moving to reduce the agency's power and legalize practices apparently under scrutiny. And the 74th International Pancake Day race is history, and a new winner is crowned.
Each year, competitors run a 415-yard race while flipping a pancake. The town of Liberal has competed against only England in the international pancake race since 1950, complete with a pancake feast. On Tuesday morning, Olney took back bragging rights following Liberals' win last year. Spectators come from near and far.
We're out here watching the pancake races with the family.
Good community event, and we love the spirit of it.
Audio is powered by 12 News. The event was canceled in 2021 due to the pandemic, but started again last year. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. House members celebrated a historic effort to address the state's looming water crisis by advancing a pair of bills that would earmark funding for water-related projects and hold groundwater management districts, or GMDs, accountable for conservation efforts. The chamber gave first-round approval to House Bill 2279, which deals with the GMDs, and House Bill 2302, which sets aside 1.231% of state sales tax revenue to support water plans, and both of the bills received bipartisan support. Water issues have been brought into focus by the unimpeded depletion of the Ogallala Aquifer, which farmers have used for decades to irrigate crops in western Kansas, and an ongoing drought. The House formed a water committee 2 years ago, but efforts to take meaningful action were torpedoed last year by large agricultural interests. Some parts of the aquifer have an estimated 10 or 20 years of water left, and a state audit found efforts by GMDs to save the aquifer vary widely. HB 2279 would require GMDs to produce an annual written report on expenses and activities with an explanation of how money was used to conserve groundwater and prevent deterioration of the aquifer. GMDs also would have to file action plans with state agencies. HB 2302 would provide about $50 million annually to support water projects across the state. It also pays down long-standing debt for Milford and Perry Lake reservoirs and would allow the Kansas Water Authority to add 10 full-time positions for engineers, geologists, hydrologists, environmental scientists, and those with similar areas of expertise. The House planned to take final action on the two bills later this week, and if adopted, they would go to the Senate for consideration. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, is open to applications from qualifying parents and guardians of Kansas students. KEEP provides a $1,000 award per student to pay for various educational goods and services that promote learning recovery and facilitate academic enrichment opportunities. Governor Kelly said the program will provide Kansas students with new opportunities and resources to help them thrive in the classroom, and she encourages all families that qualify to apply for KEEP. KEEP funds may be used on various enrichment and educational activities. However, the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. Eligibility for KEEP funds is determined by financial need. Students whose household income is less than 185% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible, and the funds will be distributed to actively enrolled K-12 Kansas students between the ages of 5 and 18. Families can learn if they qualify, apply for the program, read the full handbook of rules and instructions, and browse the marketplace of qualified service providers by visiting keep.ks.gov. Program participants will have access to a web and mobile app for using their awarded funds. And subject to availability, future waves of funding may be provided with expanded household income eligibility parameters. 20-year-old Robert Anthony Mowini of Hayes pled guilty to two counts of aggravated burglary in an Alford plea on Wednesday in Ellis County District Court after initially being charged with a pair of sex crimes involving a minor, and both are level 5 felonies on the Kansas sentencing grid. Mowini was initially charged with electronic solicitation and sexual exploitation of a child in September of 2022, and both of those are level 3 felonies. According to court documents, on September 16th of 2022, Mowini, who was 19 at the time, solicited a minor under the age of 16 through Snapchat to commit and engage in an unlawful act. In the Alford plea, Mowini agreed to plead guilty to the lesser charge, even though he did not commit the crimes that he pled guilty to. The Alford plea allows both the state and the defense to come to an agreed-upon sentence that does not fall into the sentencing guidelines. Because Mowini pled guilty to the two level 3 felonies, he faces between 31 and 34 months on each count for a total of up to 68 months in prison. The sentencing also allows for the judge to grant probation instead of prison time. According to the plea agreement, both the state of Kansas and Mowini's defense attorney are asking the judge to sentence him to 36 months probation with the underlying prison sentence. And as a result of pleading guilty to the lesser charges, he will not have to register as a sexual offender. District Court Judge Glenn Braun ordered Mowini meet with court services to set up a plan for his release on supervised bond while awaiting sentencing, which has been set for April 3rd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. To receive assistance, applicants must apply either on the DCF website at dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services, or apply in person and be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3rd and must be received by 5 p.m. on March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and the applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, the number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and the type of heating fuel. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, February 20th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Clarence Wetter with the Norton County Noxious Weed Department delivered the 2022 annual report of noxious weed eradication and treatment for Norton County, and noxious weeds identified in Norton County for management are field bindweed, musk thistle, Johnson grass, and Canada thistle, And Clarence reported that in 2022, there was a total of 29.6 acres of Canada thistle, 2,758.6 acres of bindweed, 620 acres of Johnson grass, and 2,798.4 acres of musk thistle. Clarence also presented the 2023 management plan to the commission for review, and upon review, the commission signed and approved the plan. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department then reported to the commission. The commission discussed with Rob Road E7, which will be the only access for Calvert Mines during the next phase of the Highway 383 construction, and Rob stated that they will be looking into service work with this road soon. Rob discussed with the county commission equipment upgrades for a dozer and a motor grader, and Rob stated that there is a few equipment items that could be sold which would help with financial payment if this is something the commission wanted to pursue. Rob also discussed with the commission employment and placement of an ad of help. Advertising for part-time summer help will begin soon for mower operators, and the work schedule was also discussed for the road department and when the staff will go to 10-hour days. After discussion, the commission approved April 1st. The commission then discussed with Rob the recent survey study by Pinco Engineering for road signs on Road J and E1 and Road H and E14, reporting that the study recommended yield signs with a specific designated location. A tax abatement was presented to the commission for signature and approval. Statement 2023-07 was presented for a clerical error on new ownership of property after December of 2020. The abatement was approved in the amount of $6,097.34. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the February 13, 2023 commission minutes with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until February 28th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
That little crack or pit in your windshield might not bother you much now, but if you don't get it taken care of, it could end up a crack clear across your windshield. That could make driving unsafe and illegal, and replacing your windshield is costly. Norton Glass at 116 North Norton can repair that pit or crack before it gets out of hand. It'd be safer, a lot less costly. Do the smart thing and call Norton Glass, 877-3282, or stop by at 116 North Norton on the corner of Norton and Lincoln.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. FFA Day tomorrow will kick off the 61st Western Farm Show at the American Royal Complex in Kansas City. Show manager Jamie Applegate says, in addition to the vendors and presentations, chapters across Kansas and Missouri will have the chance to demonstrate their mechanical skills in a new contest.
We've got a group of great volunteers who are going to help put on this competition for the kids to kind of get their knowledge out there and then also be rewarded for what they're learning in their FFA school divisions. And so that way they know, hey, we're doing something right. This is great. And then hopefully it might be a stepping stone for some of these schools in our area to then go compete on more of a national level.
FFA members, as well as any prospective college student, can check out area schools whose booths are set up in a new dedicated area on the upper level.
We've had colleges represented at the show before, but they've always kind of been a little bit spread out and they've kind of been ran through Central Hall. So this year we thought, let's make a designated area specifically for the college so that everyone is in one centralized location. And it makes it easier for the college kids to know where they need to go to find out, you know, what scholarships, grants, or maybe tech schools are available for them, get their information easier in packets, and then head out the door. So we made that College Corner area. It will be lined out this year with some balloons, and so hopefully everyone will see it.
The Western Farm Show will take place tomorrow and Saturday from 9 until 5 and on Sunday from 9 to 4. Admission is $10 at the door or online through Ticketmaster with a $3 discount coupon available on the Western Farm Show website. And if you are making your way to the Western Farm Show this weekend, be sure and stop by the Kansas Ag Network table. We'll be just inside the turnstiles to the left as you come in from the north. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure and cold air moving into the central plains following yesterday's cold front. That's now off to our south. We can expect mostly fair weather for the next couple of days. It will stay pretty cold for most of our state today, but temperatures will slowly warm up tomorrow and into the weekend. As for precipitation, with dry air in place, any rain or snow chances will be minimal through Saturday. A low-pressure trough is expected to move across Kansas late Saturday and into Sunday, and that may bring us a few more showers. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a big high-pressure ridge extends from southern Canada down into the central plains. This is an Arctic system, so we'll stay in the teens across our northern Kansas counties today, 20s in the southern tier. We should have sunshine through the afternoon, and wind will be out of the north or northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour, and occasionally higher gusts are possible. Overnight, the high heads south and east, and we're in for another cold night. Single-digit lows for the northern Kansas counties and low teens to the south. Clear skies allowing for those very cold temperatures. We have a slight chance of a few isolated snow showers in the north-central counties overnight. High pressure will stay in place on Monday. We should get sunshine, helping to warm us up a little bit. Afternoon highs in the 20s and 30s. The fair weather pattern holds into Saturday, then low pressure will move into the central plains on Sunday with a few showers. This afternoon in our northwest counties, mid to upper teens and single digits overnight. Low to mid-20s north central. Tonight we're in the single digits, mid-20s to low 30s northeast and low teens for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid-20s to low 30s and single digits overnight. South Central, low to mid-30s, and tonight we're in the low to mid-teens. Mid to upper 30s southeast, and tonight upper teens and low 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air. Nutritia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out?
Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads.
Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
I don't mind saying I just can't make it.